When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're listening to the Permission to Stan podcast, where we chat about K-pop, mostly centered around Haley's specialty,
BTS.
With a Blackpink, a little sprinkle of, I don't know, Twice and aespa and all that good stuff, right? And then of course some Genshin Impact talk and a sprinkle of anime on top. So let's get into Haley's specialty already, right?
Right.
And I'm sure probably every other podcast, and I don't even know, probably is probably talking about this. It's the BTS Permission to Dance on stage
online concert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guess what? I remember, I think last week on our episode, someone here said that they were not going to watch it and that they were just going to hear about it.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Did I specifically say like, oh, I'm not going to? Or did I say I'm still thinking about it?
Possibly the second. Mm-hmm. But it was up in the air. But we have confirmation that Haley had FOMO.
Yeah.
So guess who was up at 2 a.m. California?
So like on Sunday, was it Sunday? Yeah. This past Sunday, like, I literally decided that day, the day off the concert, that I was going to buy it. So, yeah.
You know, guys, she was like, we were like going around, like, past Dina, and we're like going around with my parents. And then Haley was just so, like, emo and sad. I don't know. I was like, I didn't know what was going on. And then I finally asked her, I was like, are you okay? And what did you tell me? You're like,
I was like, I want to watch the concert.
like she's a kid. Like she's like anything is stopping her.
Yeah.
So I was like, why don't you just get it?
Yeah.
Then.
So I bought it, and then I bought the one that included sound check. So that one was at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Which that was the only thing I was awake for.
He was still awake, so he watched that part with me.
Yeah, I'm too old. I'm like, it was past my bedtime. 2 a.m., I can't hang
for
3 hours.
No, so actually, I went and took a nap at, like, 1 a.m., and then I woke up at 2:15 because the concert was at 2:30 a.m.
I think I went to sleep, like, right... Even before you took your quote-unquote nap, I think.
Yeah, I was like, dang, I should really... Like, because I was going to try and stay up until the concert, but I was like, oh, hell no. Like, I'm feeling, like, really sleepy. So I took, like, an hour and a half nap, woke up. I was, like, having a hangover, and I turned on, like, the concert, and I was like, okay, let's get this started. It was so freaking good. I'm so glad that I bought it.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a lot of posts, and you were, like, hyped about it. Like, even, like, I don't... Like, there's just so much going on. I mean, I remember... Before I even slept, there was that notification, though, on Weverse regarding V.
So V sustained,
like, some type of leg injury.
Yeah, like, the day of the concert.
Yeah, so I guess, he was basically not... He didn't dance.
Yeah.
He was there performing and still singing, showing off his swag. Giving off Yakuza vibes.
Yeah,
like,
so
he's like a gangster.
He had to, like... The medical note was, like, you have to not dance or, like... do anything else but sit in the chair and sing.
So they gave him this like nice little, like, it reminded me of like the chair from Blue's Clues, except it was black.
Yeah,
so like a nice fancy chair, and he literally was like dressed up for the performance and like singing and performing from the chair.
But he like freaking owned that.
Yeah, like I said,
bad.
If you watched it or you saw clips, the dude looks like a Yakuza, like so much swag.
Like, and even like, the BTS members were saying, like, oh, V, you look like a boss. But he did, like, I honestly forgot that he was injured because he just, like, brought off, like, this stage presence.
Yeah, that's the thing. His, like, stage presence and charisma.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, swag. Like, yeah. So much swagger.
He has, like, the best facial expressions. But, of course, like, with V, he even apologized later after the concert on Weverse saying, like, I'm sorry, like, and he's like, the next time you see me, I'll be more cooler. Like, he felt really bad that he got injured.
He said, I remember, like, I'll take better care of myself.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in a month, they're going to have the actual, like, a five-day tour long,
right.
Like, performance kind
of thing. Here in LA, they're actually going to have their live concert.
Yeah, so two of them are back-to-back.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So they need to, like, be healthy and take care of themselves.
But the good thing about this concert that got me, like, really hype and, like, all ARMY is that they did a lot of old songs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right. They did, like, they had Save Me. Oh, man.
I couldn't believe they did Dope. It was crazy.
Of course, your favorite is Idol.
They did Fire, DNA, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Fake Love.
Fake Love was all...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw all of those. Yes. My Instagram was flooding with Jungkook. The pulling up the shirt.
Yeah, in move Fake from Love. Fake Love. Yeah, so, my gosh.
Still doing it.
It was crazy, too, because like when they changed into this outfit, it started off with Black Swan. And, like, literally...
Oh, that performance was so sick.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning of... You need to watch these clips. Like, Black Swan was so sick.
It gave me goosebumps. Like, I wanted to cry.
It's because they had, like, a lot of their backup dancers. Like, look, they're all dressed up in white, like, the backup dancers. And they're, like, wings.
Yeah, like, they're...
Like a swan.
They had, like, the fluffy feathers on their arms. Right. So it made it look like wings. And I was like, oh.
The dance, like, that they did was, like, it looked like the wing was flapping. It was chef's kiss.
Yeah, it was so good. Like, I was like, when I told Joko, because I found a link for him to watch it, because I was like, you need to watch this concert.
So she watched it the next day again.
Yeah, I literally had a hangover because the concert finished for me at 5 a.m. I probably, like, didn't pack up everything and, like, head to bed.
Oh, no, until, you like, did not pack up everything.
There's, I
like,
did.
Well, I, oh, well, like, I put Army I, Bomb I put my and plushies, stuff, like, in the living room.
And I fixed, like, the cushions and stuff outside. But then I went to bed at, like, 5:30 a.m.
Right.
And then I woke up.
And then, yeah, like, you look hungover when you woke up. What I was going to say, too, is the thing that was really cool is that the way that the stage was arranged kind of is similar to how the layout is for the concert here in L.A. So if you are actually going, you kind of have a good idea of what the layout and how they might be using the stage, because it has that little front stage
like
area.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, maybe we might be seeing some of, because it'd be too much to like relearn and completely do a completely different set.
Yeah.
So they'll probably do a few of the things that we saw, but maybe like change up, maybe add or take out a few different songs.
Yeah,
it should be interesting how they use it, but it was like the same format. So that was pretty cool to see.
Of course, they started with On. Because I feel like that's their,
they need
like,
to start. Because, I mean, they filmed that here, too. Like, that one video for On.
No, but then they keep saying, like, what is the one song that you want to perform the most after, like, the pandemic? It's always On, like, in front of an audience.
It must be really fun to perform. Yeah. Plus, like, all the other performers they have with them. And it's, like, super hype. I'm actually hoping we get to see Black Swan live. And, of course, Save Me.
I hope
and
they do.
Fake Love.
They did
all that.
Spring Day, too.
Man,
oh,
it was really
God.
Cool. They did a really excellent job with, like, all the song choices.
Yeah, the whole lineup was so good. The
it's
set
like,
list.
Of course, they did, like, even, like, the Dynamite and Butter ones are really good.
Oh, yeah. They did, like, a remix.
But it's nice to see that they did a lot of, like, some of the older ones. Like, that was really cool to see.
Yeah.
Like, actually, like, you would think, you'd be, like, worried to thinking, oh, I'll never see it again because it's so long ago. But they incorporated, like, all, like, their discography kind of thing.
Yeah, like, it was so good.
Good
like,
chunks
from each
era, one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that was pretty good, and, you know, so looking forward to the concert even more now, to be honest.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, but, like, you know what? That's not the only BTS thing we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, what else?
So, episode 2.
In the soup.
BTS in the soup.
Yeah.
Just like episode 1, so much shit going on. There's, like, so much for me, like, I'm trying to think of everything that went on. It's like a blur, because it's always... So much
random
stuff.
Yeah. Like, it, like, cuts
it's like
back
one,
and forth.
One after the other. It's, like, it's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like BTS ADD, like kind of like going back and forth between so many different
members,
things going on. All I can remember from the blur is I feel like V was the star of the show. Aww. Like he was everywhere.
Yeah,
he was doing everything. The trumpet. Do you want to start with the trumpet?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So he is taking trumpet lessons.
Yes.
So he has like a teacher that does it online for him. And so he like broke away from the group and like went into his room and he got his trumpet and was just playing the trumpet.
It was so funny. Every time he played it, it was like so like, it's like comically funny.
It's like,
it's like off. But it's like
an elephant.
It was so funny. But it's like, obviously, he's like super passionate and he's like really wants to learn it. But it's like, it's like anything. You're learning it for the first time. I'm sure the trumpet is really hard. You probably have to be really good at like wind instruments and like with breathing.
I could never.
He says he plays saxophone. So at least he has a little bit of,
but
you know,
wind. Like the mouthpiece is different to that.
Totally. So, but it's so funny. Like, it's like a, like Haley said, like a dying elephant like going
but
around
then
the area.
He's so cute. He's so proud that he went outside. Remember, he took it outside where J-Hope was at the pool.
J-Hope was, someone finally, well, I guess Jin technically used the pool.
Yeah.
But J-Hope's actually in the pool.
Yeah.
And like he bumped up music and then they're like, it's like an outdoor, like, clubbing,
but it was
extravaganza.
It was literally just V
and J-Hope living their best life.
Oh my gosh! And then I think was it Dynamite that he put on.
Yeah. So like eventually, one of the songs that came on was one of theirs, and guess who was playing the trumpet to the song?
Oh gosh!
Or at least trying to.
Yeah.
So it just sounded like an elephant was like singing along.
Yeah.
Doing its best to sing along to Dynamite. And they're just partying.
Yeah, and then I think V got, like, the hose, and then he started doing this weird dance, remember?
Oh my god, the dance in his face. It's like, when you picture and look at that guy on the soup holding the hose, and, like, being, like, little kid, so happy, just spraying a hose and getting the whole area wet. And then you look at the guy who was sitting on that chair on the concert. It's like, is this the same guy?
Right. He has a duality.
The vibe
for sure.
Is so different because it's so serious and he's so like playful. Like it's the
like
duality is crazy.
Yeah, they have
it's
like this kind of like different persona basically when they're on stage compared to like their actual
personality coming out.
In
like
real
when
life.
You watch them like you know Bon Voyage, BTS in the Soup, or like behind the scenes stuff. Yeah, so that was So V was doing that. V was on an ATV, I believe.
Yeah, with Jungkook. Like they're so cute.
They were just riding around. V was also, he's the first one that got like the paintball. Yeah. And they were like shooting stuff. It was him, like Suga, Jimin, and Jungkook, J-Hope, and him. V's a sharpshooter.
Yeah, he's
Jimin
really good.
Jimin is not.
Jimin
needs to practice. And also, Jimin needs to practice more in his basketball because he can't shoot the paintball and he can't shoot the basketball.
He's trying.
So at least he had Suga. Suga came out and like was
you
know,
giving him
kind
pointers.
Of felt bad. I think
they were watching
him. They had a scene where I guess the members were watching Jimin shooting the ball by himself.
Yeah, Jimin went outside and the members were like eating.
And all the edits were like of Jimin just airballing and missing it.
Yeah,
and they're like,
then
someone
I
should.
Think-
Show him.
Yeah, RM was like, why is Jimin playing basketball right now?
Like, by
they're
himself.
Like, there's so many air balls.
And he's like missing, and they're like all like critiquing him. At least Suga went out and like,
I know.
Dang, Suga
Suga's really good.
Is my spirit BTS animal person because we're not only just birthday twins.
Yeah, they
have
the same birthday.
I have the same birthday as him, March 9. And, but the way he is, like, I think personality wise, he's like super chill. He cooks. I cook. I'm super chill, I believe, for the most part.
Yeah.
Playing basketball. I love basketball. You can ask Haley.
Yeah.
Play it, like, in the park with my friends, like, every other week recently. And it's just funny to see, like, how much... I think Suga's grown on me. He's, like, running up through my list.
Yeah,
like, bias list.
He's so cute. Even he's, like, super introverted. He just keeps to himself most of the time, but, like, he's...
When he gets excited and fun.
Yeah, he's, like, crazy,
even with
too.
Bam. Remember when he's playing with Bam after dinner? They cook... They cooked some clam.
Oh gosh.
And then surprisingly, Jin didn't know what he was doing for the first time.
I know. I think it's his first time cooking it. And like, he was trying to fucking open the clams
so
with his hands.
So when you cook clams and shellfish in general, I remember, because I don't eat it that much either, but I remember when I was little that you just let it heat up and it'll
open
on
itself,
its own.
Yeah.
But this man and Jungkook are like, forcing these poor shellfish who are gonna
but
be.
But the thing was that it was already like on open. The freaking
yeah,
stove,
that's why.
And it was hot. And he's like, oh, it's hot. No, he's like burning his hands.
Just like in front of Junker.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so Suga did most of the prep work for that. They also did some delicious K barbecue, like with some. I forgot what that meat is called. Like, I'm used to Wagyu, but I'm sure it's like
premium Korean meat.
Oh, it looks so good. Like the marbleization and everything. It's funny because they ate that first. Then the second course, which they ate a lot of that meat. Yeah. Then the second course was the shellfish.
Didn't they eat more stuff after that?
Yeah.
No, they had ramen.
And then they ate ramen after. So they had these dudes could eat.
Yeah, they can eat.
I mean, it makes sense. They expend so much energy.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how many calories they burn a day.
Right.
So, yeah, so I mean, that makes sense then. But yeah, so, shoot. Like, every story had V, basically. Oh, and then one of the nice things I remember, too, is all of the members, or most of them, were all kind of hanging out playing together.
Mm-hmm.
Playing StarCraft.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm an OG StarCraft player when I used to play it back in the day on, like, my freaking, like, Windows, like, 97 computer when I was, like, in elementary school. Because, man, StarCraft. Like, they were playing the OG StarCraft, not even StarCraft 2.
Not the online one.
But they were playing together, so it was really cool. It was very nostalgic to watch BTS actually playing StarCraft, and surprising at the same time. But yeah, I mean,
shoot. I was like, I've never played StarCraft, but I'm aware of it.
But at least you played,
Warcraft, yeah.
It's kind of like the cousin.
It's,
it's part of Blizzard.
Kind of like similar. Yeah.
Similar, but way different.
Yeah, because the other ones are like more like aliens, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I think you would have liked StarCraft.
I probably would have.
Especially because you always dream about Alien from Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
Haley has some weird-ass dreams where they're her best friends.
Yes.
So that's really interesting. Just like V. V's, I think, probably an alien.
Yeah.
And same as Tata. Tata is an alien as well. So it all kind of goes full circle. That's why he's playing StarCraft.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's next episode. I can't wait.
Right.
Like, it's just so much to take in.
There's only going to be like 3 more episodes.
Right.
Until it's done. And then it'll be like the concert already after that.
Already. I was going to say, one thing came to mind. I don't remember if it was this or the last episode. At least we could say RM did something, right? Did he do the bike ride?
Oh, yeah. And then he also was working out.
Yeah. He's working out. And then
Jimin
is there.
And then Jimin was watching him. Oh, so cute.
Oh, man. RM's getting.
He's freaking buff. Yeah. He's getting
compared
beefy.
To those dudes. He's getting getting yoked.
No, because like remember on era when they first filmed, he was so skinny.
Yeah, no,
and
he
like,
has
within,
arms
like,
and everything now.
The pandemic, I think he's just been bulking up, and now he's freaking huge.
And I like that he just biked wherever, just kept biking and
he's
biking.
Like, I don't know where I'm going.
And he waved at the drone that was following him. They didn't even show him coming back, so he just kept biking forever.
You
and
saw
then
him come
magically
back.
Come back. Yeah,
when I think he came back to
with, to
like,
work out with Jimin,
yeah,
or
with
like
Jimin.
Work out by himself. Then Jimin always just ends up coming in, like
creeping on everyone,
and just starts doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I think basically. He's like a little puppy. He like just watches everyone, and then
it makes sense why he's dressed up as that. Puppy. First off, Chimmy.
Yeah.
And then what is that one video where he dressed up as a puppy?
House of Army.
Yes. So there, that makes sense. That's exactly what Jimin is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, tune in every Friday, right? I think we have only like 3 episodes left now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Three episodes and then like a behind the scenes, I think.
Oh, that's right. That's
one.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's been a lot of fun, BTS wise. Mm-hmm. I think I went, you know what? We'll just kind of, we'll turn the knob and we'll go to Blackpink. We're still on K-pop, but Blackpink news. You know what's weird? Jenny is here.
Right
in
now.
LA. For some reason.
No, we know there is.
We didn't know it. But then now we kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
So there's speculation that she's actually working on new music. And the music is a collab with Normani. I don't know who that artist, so my apologies. But I know the next two.
Dua Lipa
and Doja Cat.
Doja Cat
and Dua Lipa? Oh my.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of hyped for that. That's exciting.
Aren't they both going to Jingle Ball too?
Oh, that's true too. Oh shit. Well, I don't know if Jenny will stay here till December.
No, I know.
I wish. But yeah, so she's working on new music. She's here in LA. I think paparazzi couldn't even see her because they had like a private exit in LAX that she went through. So good for her.
Yeah.
And hope to one day run into her with Haley so Haley could hold my camera and take a picture of me and Jenny. So that's all I can talk about, I think, for Blackpink. Another thing in the world of K-pop, there was some like a little scandal with aespa.
Oh, like quote unquote
controversy, I guess. So Giselle from aespa was like singing a Travis Scott song in one of their like behind the scenes episodes for the music video for Savage.
Yeah.
And she was lip singing or just like mouthing.
Yeah, mouthing the lyrics
to like one of Travis Scott's song. And then netizens and like cancel culture people went nuts because one of the song, one of the lyrics, like the words
like that she mouthed was
a racial slur, like the N word, basically, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, come on. She's not even saying it out loud. She's just like mouthing it. Just like, I feel like when people say stuff, if there's bad intentions and like negative intentions behind it, that's a different story.
Having fun and enjoying and singing along.
Zero. Yeah, like there's zero intent, like negative or bad intentions.
People are dumb.
So I felt really bad for her. She even had to, like, apologize. I don't think she had to, but she did it herself. Like, they issued out a formal apology. And it just really sucks. I really hate this cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, if you guys lived back in the 90s, you guys have no idea.
Right, no.
Like, the humor and everything, everyone, oh my God.
No, I was going to say, like, I feel like this cancel culture is just new, because I've never even heard of it before growing up.
I don't know why it's even called cancel culture. It just should be called whiners and complainers.
Well, that's what it was, probably. Bitching about
stupid stuff. Because, I mean, like, there's reasons to complain about certain stuff, but there's other, like, a lot of it is too much.
Yeah.
Like, it's just being, like, a kind of, I guess, a Karen, right?
Right, exactly.
But
nitpicking everything.
So she still apologized, so hopefully everything is okay now. I mean, if you're one of those people that are upset at her, I don't understand why, but you should forgive her now.
Yeah.
Because she didn't mean any harm by it, so get over it. And, I think aespa, I think, has been doing well, too. Like, their music video, I think, has, like, I think 100 or 300 million views already. Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's almost like, especially them. Yeah, exactly. Because yeah, I mean,
a new group.
Like, the last people that could have done something that, obviously, that was the last four girl group.
Right, Blackpink.
So, good for them. I guess aespa is kind of rising up.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, all of them are pretty good at English.
Right.
Which is really good to have, especially if you're trying to appeal to Western, like, fans and stuff like that, because look at Blackpink.
Yeah,
three of the four are pretty much fluent in English too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty nice. But yeah, out of aespa, I think all four of them are fluent in English for the most part. And if anything, Giselle is like I feel like Giselle is like that's her first language,
right,
kind of thing. Because I think even though she's Japanese, grew up in like Korea, but she was like, she went to like an international school.
Uh-huh.
So she like, you know, like they speak English a lot at these international schools because, you know, like all the different cultures, but then, you know, one focal point was like the only way to communicate is like probably through one language. And usually English is the chosen language, like on bases and kind of thing. So yeah, so that's pretty good that they all know English for the most part. I think that'll definitely help them be more successful. Obviously they'll be successful in Korea,
but
they'll appeal even more to here in the U.S. and Western culture, right?
Right.
And last but not least, we have one more kind of random K-pop news.
Mm.
Guess who else is here besides Jennie in L.A.? And no, it's not a K-pop group member.
Well, he was part of a K-pop group before.
Now he
in his
now
prime.
He owns K-pop groups. JYP Entertainment owner, JY Park, JYP himself, is here for some reason in LA, because there was a picture that was sent to us by one of our friends, Zach. He's wearing a Rams jersey, so he's at a Rams game, and it's customized, and I think it said
JYP on the back. Yeah.
So he has a Rams jersey, and there was another like video after that. He's just living his best life.
Right,
he was at the Clippers the basketball team, Los Angeles Clippers shoot around.
Shooting hoops.
Before the game started, like pregame, he was shooting like the basketball on the actual basketball court. Like, so he is like,
what is he doing?
Living
here?
His best life in Los Angeles. Always with that like really big smile on his face that he has.
Mm-hmm.
I should have said before this, JYP.
He always says that.
But you know what? I told Haley, I do have an idea of why he might be here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he might be promoting Twice or getting, because remember Twice on their 6th anniversary kind of announced they're going to be doing a tour possibly, right? So he's probably here and probably collaborating and like trying to get
checking out the venues, stadiums,
probably figuring out where to tour and, you know, getting all that stuff. But having some fun on the side.
Right, of course.
So it's business and fun as usual for JYP. So hoping to hear actually from him and from Twice about any tour dates. I feel
like next year is going to be like a lot of K-pop concerts again. I can't wait.
It's going to be so exciting. Mm-hmm. So look forward to that. Definitely Twice. Definitely Monsta X, right?
Yeah, they're going to be here. We had tickets for Monsta X.
They were supposed to be this year.
But I think they changed their tour. It's not the English one anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. But I'm sure they'll perform, especially if they're coming here. They'll be performing. I love that album.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, Middle of the Night is a banger. Yeah. Someone. If you haven't listened to Monsta X, they have like a full English album that released maybe, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So good. Straight up fire.
The Monsta other X. groups that I want them to come here are TXT and NHYPEN.
They should, actually.
Well,
yeah,
remember, NHYPEN was supposed to be coming for KCON, but then because of COVID.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? KCON would have been like super, like, so good.
Because
they have
like a lot of, like, because I'm. 80s was part of it too,
right?
Yeah, remember last and Stray Kids
when we went to KCON a few years ago too. Yeah, it was crazy.
Like 3 years ago,
the Card was there.
Yeah,
the Card was good. They just fell off the map.
I don't know what happened to them.
They had a really good song.
Yeah,
there was that GOT7 one time. GOT7 Twice, right?
Yeah, Twice.
Oh, and my sister had one of those, like, I think what are those called?
High fives.
High five. I guess
meet and greet
mm-hmm. kind of sweepstake, or like how does it work?
It's a raffle. Like
a raffle. I think that's the word I was looking for.
Well, like when you buy your tickets, you get like these little scratch tickets, and it's random. So like you can scratch the ticket, and depending on like the amount of money you spend, you either get like a red carpet, or you get a high five, like
meet and greet. Red carpet?
Well, you get to see them like being interviewed, but you don't get to touch them.
You don't get to touch.
I went.
I don't get to like put my hair on like Gio's hair, yeah, or like exactly. rub like.
No, because like Momo's shoulder. I went like a couple years like before I met you.
Right.
It was
right.
for Block B actually, and there's another group, but it was like only the red carpet, so I didn't like touch them, but I got to see them.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
So So Casey actually, my sister Casey, won. And I guess, like, people, when they're, like, trying to... Because I guess it's a big raffle, right?
Yeah, because you can switch groups. Because, like, if you don't want a particular group, people stand outside and are, like,
exactly.
switching for Twice. So like, it's got not seven like, for Twice.
It's not like you could just buy a raffle just specifically for a specific group. So I guess it's between all of the different groups that are at KCON,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
So somehow, when she walked out, like, she said she was, like, shivering.
Yeah, because
when
she opened it,
she got Twice.
Yeah.
High fives. And I have, like, a video of her. That's really far away right. from where we're
well,
staying.
I mean, still.
But she has proof.
Yeah.
We have proof of her high-fiving all the members from Twice.
I wish I had really, a video.
It's
of
funny
mine.
When I was looking at it, it was a bunch of dudes. And I
of
feel
course.
Like Casey and like some other girl were like the only girls.
Yeah.
And Casey kept bragging that. Who said I love you to her?
Nayeon? But I think that was at the concert.
Oh, I see.
That or, wasn't at the. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty cool, though. So I hopefully KCON comes back next year.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
So. They're going to have so many rookie groups.
Not just that. They're going to have so many people. So right. many of us there. Because K-pop has picked up since the pandemic.
You know,
started.
When KCON started, it was. What year was that? 2011, I think. It was at the Verizon Amphitheater.
Right.
The tickets were like $40 and you could freaking see them. Like the artists would be just in a tent and you could go and see them. Like
That's
it was
so insane.
It was so like intimate. But now it's at the freaking convention center.
And then like the artists back, it's like you said even Big Bang was there, right?
Oh yeah. Big Bang and then like
That's insane.
4 Minute. Oh, BAP as well.
That's insane.
But then you got to be like more intimate with them. But then now it's like at this huge stadium now.
To think that's crazy. 10 years ago you could go up to the Big Bang and BAP and
yeah,
the tent,
I was in
say
the,
hi.
I was in the freaking like, tent them. With them. I mean like of course there's like a lot of other people
oh, yeah,
too.
Of course.
But then shoot.
The fact that there's no that's never gonna happen with like the scale
not anymore
of, like, BTS for sure. It's like you'll never none of this will ever happen
the
again.
The tickets are $40 now. They're like to meet and greet and see them, it's like $1,000.
Yeah. Oh
yeah.
Oh,
but shoot, this, I would this, pay this, that this. I would pay that if I get to freaking meet and greet freaking BTS or like
yeah,
my
right. oh,
or,
people will Hyven, definitely pay
TXT,
these prices.
Yeah,
so I mean we don't know. We'll see what they announce. And you know, hopefully they have KCON again here in LA.
Yeah,
I'm just
will.
Curious to see who's if hopefully NHYPEN comes and you know maybe Twice again.
Yeah, TXT, come on. Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Because
yeah,
KCON
be really
is
cool.
so cool because like you get to see like a lot of different artists perform.
Right, and it's like almost like its own mini convention. So there's a lot of
vendors
and there's artists.
Artist
alley.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different things. Food, of course.
Yeah.
You could take pictures in like funny like diorama kind of places.
Yeah, they have like a lot of photo booths. Like
photo booth opportunities. It's pretty cool.
It's so fun, yeah.
It's like a mini like anime expo or like Comic-Con, but it's all K-pop.
Yes.
Like in terms of
it's
that.
It's so good.
Except you get groups that are going to perform, and they have like a performance of all the groups like on the last day,
right?
Which you have to buy separate tickets for, I think, too.
Yeah, in addition
to the actual admission for like the regular days. So yeah, we were not supposed to talk about K-Con, but it just happened. So
miss I'm, those days so much,
man. That's a lot of K-pop today.
Yeah,
I want to just let's settle down here.
Yes,
let's save a little bit for the next week. But let's kind of get into Genshin.
Genshin
Impact.
That's what I've been doing. Ugh.
Haley's been working at her full-time job playing Genshin Impact, basically.
Giving me a headache.
She's getting a headache from, what's his name?
Shiki.
So that freaking event that's going on with the paper doll. His name's Shiki.
It's like, what is it? Like Spiral Abyss almost, kind of?
Not really. No.
It's like a battle tower, basically.
It's like a battle tower. Weird domain, like battle. I don't know.
I hate it.
It's really dumb and really easy. But you get Primo Gems. So any event that gives Primo Gems, I will not complain about.
Yeah.
One thing that everyone should be excited about, we're already in single digits till Tartaglia finishes his banner.
Tartaglia Child.
So by Child, because Haley's waiting, because I believe they haven't announced any official banner yet. But we should get it soon, within like this weekend.
Please.
Hoping that Toma comes out, because Haley's been counting down, Toma, saving her gems for this.
Yes, for a 4-star. not even for a 5-star.
I know how you feel, because I saved up for Yanfei and I got 3 Zhongli's.
Oh, damn, that better not happen to me.
But I did not want Zhongli, but I didn't realize how good he is, because this is after his buff. So
yeah, Zhongli is so good.
I was blessed. It was a true blessing in disguise. But Yanfei came out on Zhongli's banner. That's why. On his second rerun.
Yeah, yeah.
On his first rerun banner.
Right.
So I was like, man, I really want Yanfei. I kept pulling Zhongli.
So good. He's Zaddy, though.
We love him. The true Zaddy. Sorry, Ito. You're probably the uncle. The Zunkle.
I feel like Ito, though, is more like...
He's like the older brother or something.
He's like a freaking troll.
Yeah, if anything, yeah, he's like a troll.
Yeah, but he's like super handsome.
We don't even know yet, because this is all based on fan art.
Fan art and fan theories and stories. Yeah. I feel like I get Gojo
They gave him like... He's like a Sarah simp.
Yeah.
And like all this stuff. It's just interesting.
It's all make-believe.
But yeah, so we will see soon enough. We're hoping that it's... We're not sure, because I remember Hu Tao was the one
supposed to be
the 5-star.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like official, though.
But we do not know for sure. Because it'd be... I was talking to you. It'd be weird to have like...
Two pole arm pyros
mm-hmm. at the same time. Even though one's a 5-star, one's a 4-star. That's kind of weird.
Right.
So hopefully they might change that. Hopefully it might be someone that you watch. It's like an Ayaka rerun.
I hope so.
Oh, shit.
You know what? They should have Ayaka, though, because that's freaking...
I feel like a lot of people didn't buy her as much because they were saving for Raiden at that time.
Right.
As an Ayaka simp myself, and as an owner of Ayaka...
I need her.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I need her.
I don't know what the hell is wrong with all you people who didn't pull on her, but she's amazing.
I wasn't playing at the time, so...
Yeah, so that's Haley's excuse. But, let's hope, fingers crossed, that we get some news soon, right?
It would make sense, because that's like her right-hand man is freaking Toma.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying. Yeah, exactly. I didn't say it out loud. I just like thought in my head that it made sense. But Haley's right. Ayaka's basically
Toma is like, he's her freaking maid.
Yeah.
He cleans and cooks and everything for her.
So yeah, let's fingers crossed Ayaka maybe. We're not sure yet,
but hopefully
Toma at least, so Haley could grab Toma.
Yeah.
Who has like a, if you guys are watching Naruto, like Toma has like a Susanoo. Yeah, like he has his own like fire Susanoo, which is really cool, which is like, you know, like Sasuke's kind of thing. Yeah, so fingers crossed we will find out more
about
that. Yeah,
when is that? In like a week?
Who knows?
7 days?
Who knows? I need to do my Spiral Abyss for this period, because I need those gems. Gems. Give it to me.
Toma, come home.
And I guess let's end it. Oh, let's do a little anime, too. There's something we didn't have much to talk about for anime last week.
Yeah.
But it's because we totally forgot. It blew past our minds.
Right.
That was supposed to be the day, or the day after we had the podcast,
that
it was going to be the release of Komi Can't Communicate.
Yes.
It's finally out. And I was about to say Kokomi can't communicate.
I mean, they too have much similar Genshin names. In my mind.
But yeah, so like Komi Can't Communicate came out. If you haven't watched it, it's like a comedy slice of life kind of thing with a girl that's really popular, super pretty.
Yeah.
Everyone like loves her.
Idolizes her, but she doesn't talk.
She doesn't talk.
She's so,
they just
like,
think
socially...
she's really cool because she doesn't talk to anyone. But it's because she has like what? Like a...
She has social anxiety, basically. Like she can't talk to people.
When she tries to, it's like
she's
really
like...
soft. Or she like...
she's like freaking quivering and everything.
When she quivers, it's so funny. It cracks me up. So
when
it was really
can't
good.
Can't even talk properly.
In a... it like the animation's unique too. Like the guy reminds me of like I guess I thought initially it was like reminds me of some characters from like My Hero Academia where the eyes are big with like tiny like pupils.
I kept telling
but
him
it's
no.
Even more, it's more amplified than that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, even like the background and like the background and all the other animations really good.
No,
though.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Like even like just the classroom when they do the like the panning from the
But for some reason the main guy I don't
like
know why
derpy.
He's so derpy and like his animation is so simple.
He's a good guy too. I like him. He's really nice and it's just funny because like all the characters are freaking over the top.
They're
or,
all
like, weird.
Freaking weird.
Everyone's
yeah.
a basically everyone's a weirdo in this like high
school,
setting, of course, right? But yeah, we've watched only a few, we've watched a couple episodes already.
Right.
I like it a lot.
His
I was hyped out. Oh, go for it.
His friend that he thought was a girl, but then is a boy.
But might be a still girl. We don't know yet. And then like, when he was getting confessed to by like some guy, I don't know, like there's just all this stuff going on.
So random.
Cause I found out about it through like, cause I follow a lot of anime, meme pages and stuff.
Mm.
And it looked pretty good and it seemed pretty interesting too when I looked at the synopsis, like, you know, for the manga before the anime came out. That's why I got really excited about this. I told Haley about it too, right?
Yeah. We saw even, like the mangas.
We bought like the volume one manga. We actually, if you didn't know that, we collect like a lot of manga volumes, like especially like
the first
couple ones.
Yeah. Or like the ones that we like the
for series, for anime series or that we like basically. Like, right in front of my face, I'm staring at The Way of the House Husband manga. That's right in front of, in our bookshelf.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have the Komi Can't Communicate one before the anime came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we got it because it was so worth it because I really like this show and I'm excited every week to look, to watch an episode.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, and surprisingly, it's on Netflix. And yeah, they drop every week. I believe it's every Thursday or Friday.
Mm.
I think it might be Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
It's one of the two. But yeah, what did you think?
It was funny. I just was like, I wish the main...
You came in with, like, no expectations,
I had
basically.
No expectations. It's cute. Like, the girl's really cute. And, like, her, like, little face. I was telling him it kind of reminds me of Kimi ni Todoke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you know Kimi ni Todoke, which is, like, one of the OG, like, godfather of shoujos.
Yeah.
Yeah, she reminds me of, like, Sawako.
Yeah. Like, like her little derp face, like, when she's all get shy
she's
and stuff.
Shy, awkward
yeah.
around other people.
They have, like, a little, like, drawing where it's, like, simplified.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cute and, like, innocent. And
I
it's
love
kind of the
I
same
love
with
that
Komi.
Animation.
Yeah.
It's like really like entertaining. Like her big, they have Komi. Like whenever she's excited or hears something, has cat ears pop up. Her. She has like big bulgy eyes.
Yeah,
it's so cute. And on the premise is that because of that social anxiety or like unable to like talk to people.
Yeah, she wants to make 100 friends, right?
Yeah, she's that's like her goal. So the guy, what's his name? Tadako, something like that.
Tanako,
maybe.
No,
something like that with a T. He's nice enough to like, I guess he kind of talked to her and is going to help her make her dreams come true.
Get
100 so she's
friends.
He is the first friend and he's going to help her make 99 more friends.
Good luck because this guy has problems getting friends himself.
Oh man, this is going to be tough. I thought it sounds easy on paper, but this is a tough assignment.
Maybe if he was popular.
Maybe she should have said 10 friends.
Yeah.
This is already pushing it. But yeah, look forward to this series weekly. Really good. I want to see if she'll ever get 99 more friends.
Yeah, well,
she's close.
Has,
actually, 90. She got 2
now.
98 now. Yeah.
Left.
So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And yeah, so check it out. Komi Can't Communicate. That's on Netflix for those of you who have Netflix.
Yes.
And do not watch on random anime streaming sites like I do. Sometimes I use Analinks, which is now AniWatcher. So if you want to check out different anime, a ton of stuff on that website that you could find. Even like older ones too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot. Man, that was a lot of K-pop.
Yes.
But it's never enough for Haley.
Mm-hmm. My life.
Your life. Genshin and K-pop.
And anime.
And a sprinkle of anime. So yeah, I think that should do it. Woo, that should do it for us for today.
Yes.
So thank you all for joining us and tuning in. You can always listen to us on the Permission to Stand podcast, formerly the Anna Munchies podcast, on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Anchor, wherever you listen to practically any streaming service, right?
Yeah.
And no more YouTube video episodes. Apologize for that if you ever watched us there, but we're only just doing it here on the podcast. And you know what? Look forward to the next episode of BTS in the Soup, which for us is in a couple days.
Yeah, Friday. Woo!
And thank you for joining us as always. Take care. Be safe. Happy Halloween, because Halloween's actually going to be coming up already too, right?
Yeah.
By the time where this is...
Is that Sunday?
Yeah. Hey, it's finally falls on the weekend.
Right, right.
So go ahead and cosplay. Get into your anime cosplay outfits. Yeah,
go to those Halloween parties.
Yeah, or trick-or-treating. If you have kids and everything, have fun dressing them up as, I guess...
Squid Game.
Yeah, I know. I feel like Squid Game is super popular.
Yeah.
But if it's us, it would be definitely anime characters. What would we be if we had a kid? What would we be?
Shoot.
You'd be Nezuko.
Well, yeah, I have Nezuko.
I'll be Garp. I don't know Garp.
No,
Monkey.
It has to be like matching.
Then who would our kid be?
The kid would be Tanjiro.
Okay, Tanjiro. So
or
what?
It could be Inosuke. So
I want to be Inosuke. Okay, actually, our kid could be Inosuke.
You can be Tanjiro funny. Then. That'd but that's awesome. Weird because then you're my brother.
So
you have to be Zenitsu.
Oh yeah, that actually if you you don't know yet.
Oh, I don't know yet. Yeah, but
anyways, yes. So yes, cosplay, get all your outfits together. Stay safe because I'm sure it's going to be crazy out there. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care. As always, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.